السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Tuesday morning extremely cold in Ladysmith may Allah Ta'ala grant protection and afiyat to each one of us mufti sahab the platform is yours
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Zulqada 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 35, Surah Fatir, and verse number 18. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala already informed us previously, and we did that lesson, wherein Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, when you have a leader, and that leader leads his people astray, then what will happen in that case? Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, وَلَيَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ That the people who are the leaders, they will carry their burdens, وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ And the burden of those people whom they led astray, so their burden will also become his burden, the leader's burden. And that is what Quran is teaching us in chapter 29 and verse number 13. So understand that in the first place. Now come in today's lesson, chapter 35, verse 18. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى That Almighty Allah states, the bearer of a burden and calamity will not carry the burden calamity of another. Meaning, I won't be held responsible for your deeds and you won't be held responsible for my deeds. But if I am the leader and I'm misleading my people and teaching them things which are anti-Islamic and so forth and so on, so my crime has become double. Dwallu wa adwallu. I've gone astray and I'm leading other people astray. Therefore, whether it be ulama and Islamic scholars, whether it be other denominations and people, you yourself are corrupted. You told people that Jesus is the Son of God, so you also go to hell, and you, the people who you led astray, the sin of theirs will come to you, although they also will end up in Jahannam and the hellfire. Then you come to the Jutlas and the Jews and them who say that they are the chosen people and they are the only ones going to paradise and so forth. So obviously it's a total absolute lie. So remember that those corrupt rabbis will have double punishment. وَإِنْ تَدُؤُ مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَىٰ حِمْلِهَا لَا يُحْمَلْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ And remember, وَإِنْ تَدُؤُ مُثْقَلَةٌ أَنَفْسٌ مُثْقَلَةٌ And if a person who is filled with sins and vices, and he the مُثْقَلَة, he is so burdened with it, it's so heavy for him, إِلَىٰ حِمْلِهَا If he is told now to carry somebody else's burden, لَا يُحْمَلْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ He will not be able to carry even the slightest portion, وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى وَوَسْلِيَّ Even though it might be his kith and kin, his nearest, dearest family, his own parents, his own children, his own siblings, his own family, he won't be able to assist them in the least. So look at the justice, Maliki Yawmiddin. Almighty Allah tells us in the opening chapter that He, Almighty Allah alone, is the sole exclusive owner of the day of justice. So remember that justice has to prevail, and therefore Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's one attribute is Dayyan. Dayyan means, or Dayyanu la yamut, and that Allah Jalla Wala, who was, who is, who will always be the most just, will never ever die. He is Al Hayyul Qayyum, chapter 2, verse 255, and AK 255, Ayat Al Kursi. He's ever living, me and you, creation, the entire universe will perish, but He was, is, will always be. Al Qayyum, the self subsisting, me and you, and the entire creation, the entire universe is in need of Almighty Allah and His special mercy. And Almighty Allah does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. That is Almighty Allah. You, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is your function? Innama, ay innama lil-hasr wal-qasr. Innama in the Quranic terminology comes for exclusivity. We need to know these basic rules. Second one, the word nazir. Your son's name is Nazir. Your daughter's name is Nazira. In English, they translated Warner. It's an incomplete translation. You need to understand the philology, the proper translation and meaning. It means At-Takhweef Ma'al Mahabba, to warn with love. Mona Salim told us now how cold it is there in Ladysmith, how cold it is here now. I took out my gloves also today, Mona Salim, so it's so cold here. And I got, I don't know, my big jars and long johns and lot of things on here today, you see. So what happens? Now it's a cold winter's night. And the mother or the father, they see their beloved son, beloved daughter, crawling towards the heater, the fireplace. How will they warn the child of theirs? Oh, child, stop in your tracks, don't move. Because you know what the consequences will be, but the child doesn't realize that initially. So remember your warning, but with love. That is human love. What about Allah's love? What about Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love for humanity? He was, he is, he always will be the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam, the only Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy to the entire universe and creation. Chapter 21. Verse number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Islam, peace be upon you, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. إِنَّمَا, only exclusively, تُنْذِرُ الَّذِينَ, that those people you warn with love, because you are Bashira wa Nadira, who will take the maximum optimum benefit, who? Those people, يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ, that they fear their sustainer, nourisher in the unseen. They haven't seen Almighty Allah, but they love Allah so much. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ilayk. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, we beg of you, grant us your love. Grant us the love of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Grant us the love of such actions that will draw us nearer to you, to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nearer to true Islam. Not the Islam people want to project and promote nowadays, modern Islam, redefined Islam. We reject all that with the contempt it deserves. Yakhshona is an acquired fear. One is, you see a snake, you see a lion, a tiger, we all will get frightened. That fear is called khawf. Yeah, the word yakhshon. That now and in the future, fil khalwa wal jalwa, in privacy and in public, they have acquired and brought the fear within themselves, bil ghaib, in the privacy and in public life, based on love and respect for Almighty Allah. simple example, bighayri tashbih. Nobody can give example of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we say without comparison, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. So remember, one person gives me or you every day $1,000. So how loyal you will be to him or to her? See what the muhsin, what the great benefactor this person is. Now Allah Jalla Wala gives us every day million, billion, zillion dollars, and yet we are unloyal to Almighty Allah. So who is the zalim? Who is the oppressor? Who is the transgressor? Who deserves to go to hell? So when people enter paradise, it is rahmatan wa fadlan min Allah Jalla Wala, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we enter paradise. And the people who enter Jahannam and the hellfire is adlam min Allah Jalla Wala, the justice system of Almighty Allah. So that's what we must learn. Ta'addub ma'Allah, respect and reverence for Almighty Allah and His symbols and landmarks. And we must learn to love Almighty Allah. Yakhshawna rabbahum bil ghaybi wa aqamu salah. How will we do that? We have to establish salah. Perform salat ourselves. Salat is salat. As-silatu bayna al-abdi wa rabbi. The link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. That alone is not sufficient. That I read salat but my wife don't read salat. She reads salat and I don't read salat. We read salat and our children don't read salat. So we have to establish the salat. And then see the rahmah, the barakah, the khairat, all the good things that will come in our life, and how we will start detesting and hating the vices and sins and so forth. Today people say we're reading salat, but the quality of salat is not there. We're just going through the motions, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. If we read salat as it ought to be read, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily the salat and namaz and prayer, it will prevent you now and in the future from anil fahsha', from pornography, from fornication, adultery, gay business, lesbian, and all these haram things, the obscenities and indecencies, wal munkar, and all forms of injustice. Wala dhikrullahi akbar, and the remembrance of Allah is the biggest, greatest thing. Surah An-Kabut, chapter 29 and verse 45, the beginning on the 21st Supara, the beginning of the 21st Juz. There Allah is teaching us. وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى, and whosoever purifies himself, purifies his inner self, outer self. I am sitting here with hudu. So before I came down, so I performed hudu and so forth and prayed and what have you. So remember that external cleaning. What about cleaning the heart, cleaning the mind, cleaning the thoughts, cleaning all that? وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى, tazkiyah is farz, is compulsory. Whether you want to call it tazkiyah, tasawwuf, you want to call it, you understand, islah. So all these words are synonymous. So we have to cleanse our outer self and our inner self. There's malice, rancor, hatred, jealousy, pride, arrogance, there's no place in Islam. وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى, and whoever cleanses himself, فَإِنَّمَا, so hence he only cleans himself, يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِي, for his own benefit, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ, and every one of us will return to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Death will come one day sooner or later. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانِ, we all will perish. Remember prophets and messengers who were the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. Every one of them passed away, besides Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The second coming will take place of Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, and then he will destroy the enemy forces, the Dajjal and the Jutlas and Christians and whosoever opposes his message and his mission. He won't come as a prophet. He will come as an ummati and follower of Prophet Muhammad. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he'll get married, he'll have two sons, he will pass away a natural death in Medina Munawwara, be buried right next to Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the unanimous belief of every true Muslim. Qadianis and these kuffar, they say he passed away long time time ago. He's buried there in Srinagar in Kashmir. Such people are non-Muslim out of the fold of Islam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 22nd of Zulqada, 1445, and GG, the Gaza genocide, 242. Listen to all these headlines, and then I'll give you the breaking news of this morning. GG, Gaza genocide, 242, news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and globally. Ben-Gvir, the Harami, the super terrorist of Israel, the minister of security, he cannot face the hostage families and make eye contact with them, because he says, kill the Palestinians, and if these hostages die, we can't help it, and so forth. You must remember, that's not the priority. So he, Smotrich, Netanyahu, all three Harami, super terrorists and war criminals. So that is Israel, a war criminal state, and a state guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, and apartheid, and remember, crimes against humanity. Everything you can think of, you must remember the guilty of. The dogs are chasing the settler away in Jerusalem. We make dua again. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, send your dogs on the Zionists and this apartheid terrorist regime of Israel and Jutlas and Jutlis and Jews and Zionists, and decimate and dismantle them. So we sent it out last night. Jazakillahu khairan. I used the feminine there deliberately. Jazakillahu khairan, my sister, for sending us all that wonderful information. A firebomb thrown at the Israeli embassy in Romania. So much hatred for the Jutlas because they're a cursed nation. You see, now the Israeli soccer team, the women's team or men's team or whatever the hell they are in Scotland, and people are protesting. You go anywhere, the world will protest against you and your ministers and politicians. Each one of you is a harami, and each one of you is a big B. That is what it is. You know, a B, illegitimate child, and you big B. That's what you are, you harami. And all you Muslims, you should mobilize and organize yourself. Today, that harami who murdered our sister, Mrs. Halima Hussein, and injured her husband and her son and so forth. If the court hearing is today, you should pack the court and make sure the media are there, and his name must be released. We sent out everything yesterday. We must name them, shame them, and nail them, these haramis. If they want a war, we will give you a war, you haramis. You saw what we did with Pick and Pay? We brought them to the knees. You saw what we did with Woolworth? We brought them to the knees. You saw what we did with McDonald's and your Starbucks, we will, and your KFC, we will bring you to your knees. Oh Muslim, you go away, and you go and don't shop there and boycott all these places. We don't have to take arms. We will break them and bring them to the knees economically. You Muslims have the power to do so. Remember that. That last night I received a message, 15 sites on fire. Now I heard the news, 5 o'clock on BBC, 30 sites on fire in Israel, and the fire is out of control. 6 people of their fire brigade and their firemen are now in hospital and so forth because of smoke and so forth. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mal'unin aynama kanu wa haythuma kanu. Allah, you decimate them, you destroy these haramis. They're burning and murdering and killing our babies, our children, our innocent. Now they're asking the neighboring countries, the Arabs and Muslims, for help. Can you believe that? You will get the Saudis and Emiratis and Bahrainis and Moroccans and Egyptians and Jordanians, the Murtads, haramis, helping them. You call them Muslim? I'll tell you who's Muslim. Let me give you 3 other distinct news here. You see, elections is taking place in America in November, now this year, okay? So now Biden and his Democrats know they're losing badly against him, you understand? Trump, Stormy Rifle, you see? So both donkeys, Trump donkey and Biden donkey, and both of them, both haramis, support Israel to the hilt. So now Biden wants to show to the world, me, I'm a good guy. So last night, they made a proposal to the United States Security Council, and they said, this is our proposal for peace there in Gaza. and we hope Hamas will accept it. That's what they said. You see that? And they said that Israel will accept it, although Netanyahu is saying the fighting will continue even after this peace and so forth. So they don't blame the Israeli regime, they blame Hamas. They say, no, Hamas must accept it. You Biden, you haramis, you super murderers and terrorists, who was the one, you must remember, who vetoed three times, not once, not twice, thrice you vetoed it in United Nations Security Council. All 14 countries accepted it, ceasefire. You vetoed it. Now you want to play good guy? You think we bunch of idiots or what? America is the biggest super terrorist on this earth. Israel, your illegitimate child, with Britain, remember, are the biggest terrorists on this earth. And this is the first time in humanity's history everything is being shown clearly. The images, the videos are coming out, how our babies are burning and how you're murdering them. The head is somewhere, the body is somewhere. Go read and listen to George Galloway's latest lecture. You are murderers. You are super terrorists. One settler, one bullet will do so. And on the 13th of June, you will find that the harami will go there, Benjamin Netanyahu, and address Congress. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. One harami, one shaitan, one of Lucifer's children addressing the other children. You see, Saunders, Bernie Sanders said he must not be invited. He's a war criminal. We echo your sentiments, Bernie. At least you speak sense. But majority of them are haramis. So now America wants to play the good boy. They lit the fire. They support Israel. They give them the arms to murder 40,000 people, 100,000 injured, and say, no, we brought peace. You brought no peace. You bring harm everywhere. You invaded more than 70 countries after World War II. That is your history and legacy, American administration. Every one of you a war criminal. And I hope Russia and China will intervene and use their, you understand, veto. And they must put the cricket under Biden's backside, if you ask me. So Russia's Lavrov is in Guinea. You see, Russia and China, they don't build military bases. They put, mashallah, airports, they put seaports, and they go and invest and so forth. So Russia is busy in Guinea on the African tour. What the Saudis are doing? What the Saudis, you Salafis, you scholars for dollars? I told you last night and I repeat, any Salafi, let's come on air. We debate whether your leader, MBS, is a Muslim or a murtad. And you're taking money from the murtad harami and you want to come talk nonsense? So you must remember the Saudis. They gave airspace to United States of America and United Kingdom, Biden and Sunak, both haramis, both going to lose the elections and humiliated and disgraced, as they are disgraced. Saudi Arabia gives airspace to them to attack Yemen and so forth. We support Yemen. We support Ansarullah. We support Hezbollah. We will say we support them as long as they harm Israel and harm America and Britain. And in the same breath, we will say they are Shias and they kuffar. Oil price is dipping now to below $80. There's an oversupply and so forth. PA, another good-for-nothing organization, Palestinian Authority of Abu Mazin. You don't know him as Abu Mazin. Mahmoud Abbas, another murtad, another shaitan. And we got no confidence in PA, but they're jumping, you see. Just joined the bandwagon and the winning team. So they join South Africa and say we also part of that team to say that Israel is guilty of genocide. Can you believe this? That's why me and you, what chance we stand of going to America? Scott Ritter is invited to go to Russia. In St. Petersburg, I've been there, beautiful country and place, Moscow, St. Petersburg. So Scott Ritter going, and there at the airport in America, they withdrew and seized his passport and said, you can't travel to Russia. That is your America. That is your human rights. That is your freedom. That is your Statue of Liberty. Bunch of haramis you all are. And you say, no, for security reasons. Not security. You find it very difficult to accept the truth and don't think I don't know. You're recording me. I'm very happy about it, you jutlas, haramis, and Americans. Turkey exports to Israel have plunged by 99%. Well done to you, Erdogan. You're also another big politician. Cyril will not resign. That is Balule, you see. So the secretary said he will not resign. So what's going to happen, brothers, sisters, children of South Africa? They're already going that direction, according to the experts. ANC, DA, IFP, and they'll get one, two other chumchas, you understand, sidekicks, and they'll make a coalition government that will suit the white capitalist monopoly, and then MK and EFF and can form the opposition. So that is what is going to happen there. Imran Khan was acquitted yesterday and said he's not guilty on this charge, their charge, but they got other charges, so he's still languishing in jail. Allah make easy for him. 642 million people cast their vote in India. Modi rigged it, and according to the opposition and according to me, so he will definitely win. And remember, for a third term, for the Hindu nationalists and supremacists and terrorist government of India, another apartheid regime, they are our worst enemies, the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the Hindus, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the six Jews before the seven Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies of Muslims are the Jutlas, the Jews, and the Hindus, and the idol worshippers. We never said every Jew. We never said every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them. Look at India, and look at, you must remember, Israel. Nigeria's power grid shut down, and now they're giving concessions to the public servants and so forth. Nigeria also, corruption to the core. Hunter Biden is hunting for prostitutes and drugs. Go read his history. And his father, another corrupted character, you understand? Joe Genocide Biden says, I'm proud of my son. Joe, what are you proud about? How many prostitutes he slept with, or how much drugs he take, you harami? Father, son, both donkeys and haramis. So he's on trial on gun charges. He didn't write there, you must remember, that he's addicted to drugs and so forth. So they put him on trial there. Four hostages killed by Israel, the IDF themselves, so they kill their own people. Alhamdulillah, that's what Quran says. Chapter 59, verse 14. There's blood on your hands, Bibi and cabinet. You see that? The hostages and the families are coming and meeting them there, the Knesset, and outside. And they got big, big billboards and so forth. Blood on your hands, Bibi. Netanyahu, your harami, and your cabinet of Smotrich, and of Ben-Gvir and the other haramis. So that is what they say. BB to address Congress on June 13. IDF killed 48 Gazans in prison. Oh, you must remember, they tortured them to death, and now they having an investigation. Can you believe it? They commit the crime and then investigate themselves. They think the world, remember, is fast asleep. Cricket has come to United States. They don't even know what is cricket and so forth, but they must show the world, you see, and the fools will be spending hours and hours supporting this team. It's all haram, all this. Remember, Pala Pala comes back to haunt Cyril. Cyril, that is your legacy. Remember that. Therefore, for me to call you president is very difficult. I can't call you. So, according to me, you must resign. So, Pala Pala comes to haunt Cyril. Remember that. President Zuma and them will make sure of that as well. EFF will make sure of that. So, remember, I told you, tornado hits Tonga. Allah have mercy on the north coast there in Natal and so forth. Now, badly, they were hit last night, yesterday. Allah, Jalla Wala, make it easy for them. My brother, Dawood Monley, will be in Phoenix. All of you there listening to me on Radio Al-Ansar International, Allah reward the directors of Ansar. So, remember, our brother, Dawood Monley, will be in your area today. I spoke to Mona Huzaifa Noor. He's also coordinating and helping Dawood Monley. So you contact Mona Huzaifa Noor and inshallah Dawood Monley, and then you can. He don't come there to put dish and all that. He just comes to reset. You must remember your decoder. So you want dish and you want all that, you go get somebody else. At your expense, you must do that. We only come there to reset and to retune your radio and decoder. Inshallah, today's program will be 8:30 to 9, Maulana Musa Lahir. And the program of Maulana Musa Lahir at night also is 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And we have Bliss of Marriage 11 to 12 and 1 to 2 Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Ji Ma Salim Kareem, we have 15 minutes left till 6 o'clock. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can a new Muslim who cannot afford to buy a sheep buy a sheep for 300 rand? Will their qurbani be done?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My brother, my sister, you embrace Islam. That's the best decision you made in your life. Almighty Allah speaks of you, my new brother, my new sister in Islam. Chapter 8, verse 38. Qul, you say, Ya Rasulullah, and announce and pronounce it to the world. Qul lilladheena kafaru, to the non-Muslims. Iyantahu, if they abstain from their blasphemy and idol worship and what have you, and they embrace Islam, sincerely, yughfar lahum ma qad salaf, their sins of the past are all forgiven through the mercy and benevolence and grace of Almighty Allah. 100%, you can now slaughter a goat, sheep, what have you, is 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, depending on the size and so forth. You send 300 rand with a reputable organization for you there in Durban. I will, you must remember, encourage you to send the money to Jamiat Ulama Zulu Natal, you know, Alpine Road or Alpine Street or whatever you'll call it, opposite Al Falah School. They send it there to Bangladesh, so you can then contact them, and inshallah that will be very good. Others who want to send overseas, we endorse and say Majlisul Ulama of PE, they're doing it for years, mashallah, and we have 100% confidence in them. Every second third day we send out Qurbani Majlis of 1445, so that's another option. So all these are options available for you.
Mufti Saab, what is the ruling of a nabaligh child standing with the elders in front? Our imam stands with his 8-year-old son next to him during the Friday namaz.
Remember, that's not permissible. So you must remember that you, the imam, you must be in front. And then behind you must be the rijal. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khairu sufufi rijal. You see the word rijal? So rijal means people who are baligh and mature. So the best serf for the man and the best row for the man, awwaluha, is the one right in front. Wa sharruha akhiruha, and the worst sufuf and rows for the man is the one right at the back. So from this, if you know the hadith in Sahih Muslim, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, and if you want a reference of it, open Kitabul Janais in Tirmidhi Sharif and see, Al-Fuqaha'u a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. This is what you call istimbat. How you deduce from here, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching you the men in front and the minors at the back, the children at the back. And you're doing it every week, Imam Sahib? That's not right. What's so special about you and your son? That must be rejected. And you trust is what, you're blind or what? How can you allow a thing like that? So now he's setting up. You see, I gave you the tafsir just now. Man sanna sunnatan hasana, you start a good thing, you must remember that. So whoever practices on it, you will get the reward, and that person will get the reward. Wa man sanna sunnatan sayya, you starting an evil thing, a bid'ah, an innovation. So now every imam will come after you and say, no, that Maulvi sahab, that imam sahab, that sheikh sahab put his son there, 8 years old, 6 years old, so we can also do it. So everybody who does it, they also get the sin, and you also get the sin. It must be put to stop from this week, Friday. No imam has the right to put his son there with him and says, no, he's my son. You live by your wife. You don't have to bring your son there, 4, 5, 6 years old. Just now he will mess there everything and open his rifle then. So that's not permissible.
Mufti Saab, what is fear salah that's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif?
Salatul Khawf, it is called. You must remember that Quran Sharif speaks of it. A hadith, whether it's in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, or any else kitab, that is after the Quran. first, our sources of law, Masadiru Sharia. So the first one, the first primary source is the Quran Sharif, the Noble Quran. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and 540 ruku and section. Then the second primary law and source of Islamic Sharia and law will be the Sunnah Mubarakah. So you say, what is that? So I read for you from the Quran Sharif what Allah Ta'ala says regarding Salatul Khawf. Now the Muslims are fighting the non-Muslims, okay? And it is Salat time. So what does Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us? So Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah 4, Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 102. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ When you are there, Ya Rasulullah. Everybody's desire is to read Salat behind you. So in this day and this age, it won't apply because you just make small jamaat here, small jamaat here. Hamas are reading Salat, one read here, two read there, four read there, wherever they are. So because you must remember the halat, the conditions are like that. So إِذَا كُنْتَ when you are with them, فِيهِمْ with the beloved Sahaba, and it's wartime, فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ so you establish the Salat. فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ so one group will stand with you, behind you in Salat. وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ and they must take their arms and ammunition. I just make modern translation. They must take their guns and they must take their bow, they must take their guns and their grenades and their bombs and what have you with them in Salat. If any jutla come, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ So you must remember, you go into sujood, sajda, they make with you and so forth. But where's the other group? Walta, the other group are watching the enemy. If anybody makes a move, then we put him away and liquidate him. So one group with you, Ya Rasulullah. The other group looking and watching where the enemy are. وَلْتَعْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى That first group have read Salat with the Master, alayhi salam. The second group didn't read so far. وَلْتَعْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى لَمْ يُسْوَلُّوا فَلْيُسْوَلُّوا مَعَكْ So now they must come in the second rakat and they must join you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the second rakat, and the first group will go away and they will do the watching and observing and shooting and all that. So in Salat, because it's war time and so forth, so therefore all that will be permissible. فَلْيُسْوَلُّوا مَعَكْ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا حِزْرَهُمْ وَأَسْلِحَتَهُمْ They must take all their caution, precaution and arms and ammunition. But in this day and this age, you will hardly have a situation like that. It happened in Karbala on the 10th of Muharram. And remember, it was a Friday, and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's Arabic, Nawasa of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the beloved grandson of the Master alayhi salatu salam. So he told the enemies, the Kuffar, Shias and so forth, the people who murdered Sayyidina Hussein were the Shias, as mentioned in their own books, and I challenge any Shia in the world to tell me I'm misquoting and so forth. So Sayyidina Hussein son, Hazrat Zainul Abidin, told them that you murdered my beloved father, and they accepted it. So you must remember, he told the Kuffar, she asked that Laylatul Jumu'ah, that night, let us pray, you go and pray if you want to, we are praying. And then remember, when it intensified, Salatul Khawf was read. So remember, he made two groups, one group with him and the other group watching the enemy. Then that group went away and the second group came to pray behind Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu arda. He became martyred where? On the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, the year 61. You must remember that. And where? In Maidan-e-Tufuf, on the plains of Tufuf. And that's in Karbala in Iraq, which we visited also. So in special occasions where you have a very, very special person like Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who can come near? Nobody. Like Sayyidina Hussein, who can reach his today, nobody. So remember, in this day and age, there's nobody like that. Yes, if Hazrat Mahdi come, Nabi Isa alayhi salam come, then it's different. But living today, nobody is like that, you must remember. So everybody will make their own jamaat and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, in the time of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did they do to men that were abusive to their wives? I'm asking this question because this is becoming more and more common in our communities. And the saddest thing is that these women are told to make sabr.
That is why I told you women, not once, I told you on several occasions, 100 times. So when they go to the ulama, their imams and sheikhs and maulanas, muftis, or they go to their jamiats and our organization, then they are told just make sabr and so forth. I don't agree with that to a great extent. Yes, you must remember if it happened 1 time, 2 times, you can tell the lady make sabr and exercise patience, endurance. But if the husband is abusing her, hitting her, taking his bare hand and giving her guiding, or taking out the belt and punching her and so forth and giving her thrashing and so forth, leave all the maulanas and jamiats and all of them. You must go straight to the police and lay a charge of assault. Remember that, because this is now gender-based violence, GBV, and that is considered nowadays in South Africa as a serious crime. And let him go spend a few days there in prison where they can panel beat him properly, you see, then he'll become straight like a miswak and so forth. That is my advice, if it is continuous. If it is 1-2 times initially and so forth, so then you can accept what the jamiat, the ulama and that are saying, sabr and patience. But it's your own daughter, your own sister, and your son-in-law, your brother-in-law is beating up your daughter, your sister, and then we will have a different law. So why are we practicing like the Americans and the West and the white hegemony? We have different laws for different people. No, we must treat every case as though it's our own daughter, our own son, our own brother, our own sister. So 100 times I said that leave, or we don't have any power. What power we have? We all are consultative committee. We can just give you advice and so forth. And the jamiats today, by and large, they look at the people who come. If there are sponsors to them, it's a different verdict. If there's no sponsor to them, we know all these stories. I don't say in all cases, but in most cases, that is what happens. You must remember that. They look at the face and how good is he with the maulana and with the jamiats and so forth. So many complaints we receive like that. So therefore, all you sisters, if your husband is bashing you up and so forth, you must just leave all the maulanas, leave me, leave everybody. Go straight to the police and go lay a charge of assault. They must pick him up, let him just spend the weekend there, then sal Allah's rahkum. Everything will come right, inshallah.
Can Mufti Saab please explain, a husband provides his wife with all the necessities and requirements, including paying for her zakat and her qurbani. Yet his wife continuously demands for a fixed amount allowance. She continues saying it's her Islamic right. According to Sharia, is this her right, Mufti Saab?
100% is the right. So now you pay her zakat. You go pay for her qurbani. So why you forgot all her qurbani? You must remember that. You married to her for 15 years, right? You got 3-4 children with her. So she left her parents, she left her siblings, she left the place you grew up accustomed with, and now she came and lived with you for the remainder of her life. Look at her sacrifice. You deflowered her. She is serving you day and night and so forth. So remember, in a case like that, one is farz, what is compulsory. So that is compulsory upon you, roti, kapra, makan, to provide shelter, food, clothing, medication, all that. One is akhlaqi farz, a moral obligation. So what's the big deal? I pay the zakat for my wife, I pay the qurbani, and yet I give her money all the time, you understood. If I have to go on the street and a beggar asks me for money, I don't have, I have to ask her. You understood? So that's how it is. So what? Not so big deal there if you give R1,000, R500 a month. Say, Popi, this is your pocket money. What's a big deal in that? You can afford it and so forth. So if you can afford it, it is a moral obligation that you give your Popi, your honey. Oh, honey, take this money. Qurbani comes once a year. Zakat comes once a year. All that I'll pay. But every week, every month, I'll give you. Your marriage will blossom, brother. And all of you who are abused, or you in a good marriage, never forget these two things. Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, grant us as spouses and children that the coolness of the eyes, read, remember the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the 99 beautiful names of Allah, Jalla Wala, and keep on reading, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. My brother Dawood Mundli will be in Phoenix today. Contact Mona Huzaifa Noor, not Noor, Noor, inshallah, in Phoenix, South Africa, not Phoenix, Arizona, and inshallah, he'll come tune up your decoders. Barakallahu fiqh, Mona Salim Kareem, and Jazakallahu khair to Jinnat Munta. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.